This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of where you're at, what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take a look at the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
One thing I wanted to add about the little spray, we were talking about that the Tampa Fire Department put up one of their monitors and threw the water out about 500 feet towards the crowd so we get a little mist in the air. They actually knocked out, temporarily, the CNN crew that was there, and I believe they were videotaping the event to be played later because they don't put that stuff live on television for whatever reason. But it knocked them out for about 5 minutes while they had to try their equipment off and try again.
What a shame.
Yeah, I know. We were all laughing about it because John Roberts knew better than that, and where they were over there, they had like a little umbrella thing up over the top, so it didn't bother them as much. Now, the record recovery yesterday, the president touched on that right off the bat. The GDP hit 33.1%, which was 3% higher than what they thought it was going to be to begin with in quarter number three, post lockdowns. Now, the previous high was doubled with this record. And of course, right away, Nancy goes, well, it doesn't mean anything because we didn't recover all that we lost yet. Come on, Nancy. Jeez. What a dope.
Well, but that's the way, I mean, I've listened to several of the critiques on the 33.1%, and that's the way pretty much every one of the Democrats responded. Consider this. Consider if some of these other blue states that Biden, you know, says that, you know, he, anyway, if they were fully opened or they were more open than they are, what that recovery rate would have been.
Right. Or if he even took them out of the equation and just did the states that were open. Uh-huh.
Precisely. And so here's what's pretty fascinating is what is inside that 33%. And a big part of it was a new car manufacturing.
Yes.
Another one was home construction, building. And there's a lot of still factory output that's happening. So those things are very good indicators that in spite of, you know, all the nonsense, that, you know, things are really still happening such that businesses themselves not only are meeting a demand, but they're investing. And that means that they have confidence going forward. So, you know, the, this was a very anticipated number. The White House and the Steve Moores and so forth were all talking about the fact that they were really excited for this number to come out just prior to the election. So I hope that they keep saying it here for the next couple of days, because 33.1% is absolutely unheard of.
Right.
Not to mention that the unemployment rate went down again, too.
Yeah, because they only had unemployment claims were down to 751,000, which was also much better than expected.
Correct.
Now, there was another thing that happened yesterday that came out of the clear blue sky. We know there's lots of black support. I saw plenty of blacks for Trump yesterday. I saw plenty of Latinos for Trump. Every time you turned around, there was somebody from Latinos for Trump not very far away from where we were. And the same with the blacks. We were all prominently seated so you could see us. Big time groups put together. Now, the thing of it is 31%, the latest poll, black support for Donald Trump, 31%.
And in some places, that number is actually, I think, has been reported as high as 42%.
That's so right. That's right.
Let's take the low number and then compare that to, previous black support for Republican candidates, much less a president. That's significant.
Well, it is. Now, before we go to break, I want to toss out this about Michael Moore. Michael Moore has once again, and he's been doing it for, God, I don't know, 10, 12 weeks or more, warned the Democrats that the polls, with Joe Biden showing this lead here, there, and everywhere, he said, take away half of that. Joe Biden is not leading.
I saw that.
Yep.
There's a few of them that are kind of in a panic. You know, we don't believe the polls, and neither do they.
Yep, you got it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And thank you very much, Mike Gallagher, for doing that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the different items they have for sale there, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order. Now, I happen to take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, which I've got a bottle of each one of them, some fruits and the veggies, to give to Denise, because they sent them to me, not her. But anyway, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, and believe me, if you're not getting enough of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, this will do it for you. If you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, this will help make up the difference too. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Don't forget to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And I'll have to get those fruits and veggie capsules to you as soon as I can. Maybe on the weekend. Maybe I'll figure out a way to do that. All right. You're back again with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right. We talked about Michael Moore. There's something else we need to talk about out there in La La Land, and that's the fact that Governor Newsom, a.k.a. the Emperor, has come out and laid down the Thanksgiving rules for what people can and cannot do in the lockdown state of California. Well, if you're going to have a get-together, you're not allowed to have more than 3 families. Everybody has to social distance, and you need to be in your backyard.
You know, there used to be a website at the beginning of the Obama administration, and I don't know what happened to it. I visited it for a while, and the title of the website is Get Out of My House.
Uh-huh.
And this is where government is now virtually and without hesitation in our houses.
Yep.
Don't you think that that needs to just stop? How do they know that there's not a whole bunch of people out there that have taken their entire entire house as a UV light, which kills the virus in, what, 10 seconds?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
How do you know that some people haven't already had it and they have the immune, the antibodies?
Yep, true.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break.
Yep. Now, and it's going to continue until the people in California realize that they've got a big mess and they need to vote these bums the hell out of office, which some of them will probably go this time around, but not as many as need to be. Now, Joe Biden is asking voters to elect him on the strength of his character, his honesty, and his judgment, which is why Mr. Biden owes a response to the new allegations about his son Hunter's business deals. Now, the Wall Street Journal board wrote in an editorial after the Fox News Tucker Carlson Tonight interview with Mr. Bob Alinsky that the former vice president needs to come clean.
When the Biden campaign says they're putting a lid on, that's really what they're putting the lid on. The campaign has decided on what they are not going to talk about, period. And then the memo goes out to the compliant media and has told them, we're not talking about it, so you can't either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
Well, how is about the fact that UPS found those files, missing files, sent to Fox News' Tucker Carlson? How about that?
That's really a remarkable thing, and I believe that UPS, after Tucker Carlson explained it all at the two nights ago, at the end of his show, or in part of it, a large part of his show, that the flash drive containing the files had been removed from the envelope.
Yep.
That's when they really had to talk about it, and they really decided they needed to do something. And then suddenly, they happened to find the flash drive. And the word is that an hourly employee found it on the floor and went in and threw it on the desk of one of their supervisors, and it sat there for a couple, you know, several hours until they said, you know, what is this? And if you believe any of that, then, you know, we have broken bridges for sale everywhere.
Yep.
Anyway, the good news is that it was a flash drive, meaning that there were copies anyway. So even if they didn't have recover the flash drive, it wasn't the beginning and the end of the lost documents.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Philadelphia, they found a van, and in the van it had explosives. I don't know exactly if this was directly involved with the guy. I heard that there was some involvement with the guy with the knife and all that stuff that they shot. I don't know for sure. But certainly the explosives, they say, were the type that they used to blow up ATMs with.
Well, they have blown up a bunch of ATMs.
And?
They already did that.
Yeah.
So because they were blowing them up or setting them on fire, that the police stepped up their game and said something's happening here, and that's when they went into their good police work, I would say.
Sure.
And happened to look at cameras or whatever they could look at, and that's when they found the van with explosives in an area of Philadelphia called Logan Circle.
Uh-huh.
So now they obviously are going to look at all the evidence there, which included propane tanks And there's even possibly some dynamite sticks that were in there. That was listed there, but kind of. They said possible dynamite sticks. Well, it either is or it isn't.
Right.
Anyway, so a lot of this apparently has been turned over to the bomb squad. But things changed up dramatically after the ATMs and the van thing happened. So the unrest, the looting and the violence and the whatnot, I think last night was next to nothing. They really stepped up the game.
Okay. Now, Moderna just got $1.1 billion for the launch of the experimental COVID-19 vaccine that they have, Moderna. Right. 100 million doses are supposedly in the mixing.
Correct. That's right.
And this will be given free to the people. That won't cost anybody anything.
Well, that, correct. And now, that seems like an awful lot of doses, but I think what it is it's a two-parter. Do not quote me on that. The vaccine has to be administered in two rounds, but I could be wrong on that one. So, but having that many doses, I mean, it seems kind of crazy, unless they have, in fact, made or plan on having the production of that many doses for the sake of allied countries.
Now, the chief of staff for the president, Mark Meadows, has said the vaccines are expected to be deployed within the next 60 days. Now, will it be mandatory? No.
No. The federal government cannot mandate vaccines. I can't speak for Governor Newsom, but at the outset, you will have frontline workers, you will have senior citizens, teachers, you know, that kind of thing. You will have the vulnerable population and the health fighters, if you will, that will get first rounds of that.
Uh-huh.
And then I think after that it goes purely on a volunteer basis.
Steve in Thailand is chiming in about the flash drives. He said, how did the flash drives get out of the packaging? UPS needs to investigate and tell us all.
They've investigated. They just refused to tell Fox News.
All righty. We'll let you go. We'll catch you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day and stay low on the hilltop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go on over there. Check out the great articles that she writes. And sign up for her list. Get on her list so she can send you something when she writes it. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has topped 9 million coronavirus cases. The country also saw another record for new daily cases on Thursday at more than 86,600. That tops the previous record of 85,000 cases set a week ago. So how soon will we see a vaccine? Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you this morning by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So check it out and find out all about them. And in the meantime, here's more about them right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the great thing about the National Aviation Academy is you can actually call them up and take the tour of one of their campuses, and you can tell them I sent you when you do that, because you want to see what they're all about when you talk about either transitioning into a new career or when you come out of the military or come out of high school or come out of whatever school you're coming out of, trade school, and decide that this is what you finally want to do. So here you go. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's the closest to you. It could be the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston. It could also be the one, let's see here. It could also be the one coming up in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Then that way you could take the tour and give me a call or send me an email, and we could have lunch together maybe over at Mission Barbecue on one of the days when you do that. Just saying that. So that's something that you could do. Now, keep in mind that an aviation maintenance tech is a career, not just a job. Okay? And by that I mean the money that you can make to begin with is absolutely unbelievable. You can have a tremendous career right out of the gate. And if you get lucky, the lucky part of the draw, that is, you can also have an opportunity to make a six-figure salary in the not-too-distant future, especially if you go overseas, if you get the luck of the draw and you're able to go overseas. So just something to think about. That's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Call them up, ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, 800-659-2080. Now, we heard the governor kind of drop a little hint to us yesterday that he was waiting to find out where the Space Force Command would be located. Possibility Florida is still in the mix. We'll see. But the second highest ranking general in the Space Force is quarantining right now after testing positive for COVID-19. That's not good, but it is what it is, and they'll make the best of it. Also on defense spending, there seems to be a brawl amongst the Democratic Party brewing right now as progressive lawmakers led by AOC and company are planning to renew their push to make steep cuts to the defense budget next year if they sweep the contest for the House, Senate, and White House. But even with a unified government, the centrist Democrats won't make their job easy for them. They'll fight back. We'll see how that works out. Now, President Donald Trump paused a campaign speech in the battleground state of Arizona to admire a fighter jet flying by, when in fact, F-16s escorted a private aircraft from the restricted airspace over the Trump event in Arizona. That's what they were doing. They weren't just up there flying around saying, hey, look at me, here I am. So, now you know the rest of the story. Now, the Navy and Marine Corps' top civilian leader says China poses a greater threat to the U.S. than many Americans realize. Well, of course. Unless you've been paying attention and you know what's going on, you do not know the seriousness of the threat from China here coming to the United States. Well, after 17 years of fighting Saddam, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS, officials say support for Baghdad and its security forces remains key to fending off Iran. Now, are the military forces, the U.S., going to leave Iraq altogether? No. Are the military forces in Afghanistan and Iraq in particular, are they good enough to withhold the challenge? Maybe. But doubtful. So that's one reason why we're still going to be there. Now, the U.S. Strategic Command announced the successful completion on Wednesday of Global Thunder 21, the annual exercise involving over 150,000 personnel. The U.S. military also put the popular Seoul neighborhood of Itaewon off limits for Halloween in a bid to curb the spread of the coronavirus in South Korea. Also, German tax collectors are trying to gather personal information about U.S. military personnel to build tax liability cases against the troops. They want them to pay taxes because they're in Germany. And the U.S. European Command appears to be okay with that. Wow. Service members and service department civilians have said, I'm not okay with that. I don't think you are either. Now, the cyber warriors have received a new training tool. Cyber Command received a second version of its premier cyber training platform last week, which will soon be instituted for training. And the international community needs to quicken its attribution of malicious cyber activity to enhance the normals in cyberspace, so says Congressman Jim Lang. Also, the U.S. Army has completed its pilot program that would allow teleworkers to access classified information, a capability that military leaders first rolled out during the summer. And we'll see how all that plays out, too. Now, the Department of Defense has turned its Operation Warp Speed coronavirus effort to therapeutics, announcing a $375 million purchase agreement to buy Eli Lilly's asset unproven antibody treatment. And we'll see where that goes. Now, you got an A-10 pilot and an astronaut going at it in Arizona. That, of course, would be current Republican Senator Martha McSally, who just scored a major endorsement from the U.S. astronaut Buzz Aldrin, running against Mark Kelly, our Democratic challenger and a former astronaut himself. Now, Buzz Aldrin was a Marine, and he is endorsing Senator Martha McSally strongly. And personally, I think that it's the right thing to do if you're in Arizona, because we know that she is a strong supporter of the president. And the president needs all the help that he can get from all the different people that are willing to help him. So there you go. It's a no-brainer to me. But then again, what do I know, right? And again, thank you very much, Steve. By the way, don't forget that coming up next, we have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. With the good economic news that happened yesterday, I'm curious to see how he feels about the next 6 months to a year across the country. Because he'll tell us, I'm going to ask him. And he probably is going to be talking about that on his show this weekend, because he is, after all, the watchdog on Wall Street. All right, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski will be with me. Hope everybody's having a great day out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And, of course, our good friend Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, where she listens to us. And the other thing is, don't forget that you can find out more about them. All you got to do is check out the Double D Ranch or Cowboy Logic Radio, because they do an internet broadcast. And Donna Fiducia used to be with Fox News years ago. They're just up the road a bit from, tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, before we get to Chris Markowski, there's gold waiting in that dollar windshield you got. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, or vans that you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home, come to your office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a guarantee, and $100 back when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for that $100 they'll give you back with your windshield. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
You should be standing in high cotton this morning with the news about the economy. The U.S. economy grew at a sizzling 33.1% annual rate for the third quarter, July to September. That is 3% higher than what they projected it might have been to begin with. And by far, it's the largest quarterly gain on record, rebounding from an epic plunge in the spring when the eruption of the coronavirus closed businesses and threw tens of millions of people out of work.
Yeah, the key is to keep the economy growing. That's what we really need to see. And to do that, we really have to do everything and anything we can to avoid the nonsense from these ridiculous politicians who are going to drive to shut things down. I was reading a story today, and again, it was depressing. It was talking about Australia and their shutdown that they had there and what it's doing to people. And how awful it's been on kids and the
Sure. Kind of place,
suicide and what's going on. And, this can't happen. Okay. When Trump comes out and says the cure cannot be worse than the disease, it can't. We have to learn, to live with this and deal with this. But what you're seeing right now in Europe, they obviously keep highlighting the caseload over there and also how the deaths are rising. Where they failed again in Europe is you're also dealing with the elderly are the ones that are dying again over there. They didn't protect them. It's either that or also many of the people that are some of the senior citizens there in Europe have just said, you know what, I can't live like this either, and I'm going to just go out and just, you know, accept the risk, and that's going to happen. But we love seeing this economic growth. It's a great comeback. But, again, we're right back where we started. We've got an election on Tuesday where the guy that is right now, according to all media sources, poised to win, would be more than happy to make us all, you know, sit at home and destroy businesses all over again.
Well, you're talking about Joe Biden. You're talking about the polls, the fake polls that are out there. You have to really look closely at these polls and see if they're slanted, and the majority of them are. They lean very hard to the left, 3%, 5%, 7%, and there was one poll came out yesterday that was 9%. The margin of error in that poll was 5.6%. That's really high.
I agree. I mean, I don't know what polls to believe or what not to believe. You know, we'll find out on Tuesday.
How about your eyes and ears?
Yeah, I know that too. You know, you see what's going on.
I was there yesterday in Tampa. 15,000 plus people. Everybody rooting on the president. It was a great event.
Listen, I see it too, and it was, you know, it's eerily. You know, reminiscent to the way things were in 2016. And, you know, my hope is it's that the case. I don't understand the people out there that think that that's the direction we should head in is shutting down the country and doing this to ourselves all over again.
By the way, Joe B. Biden, we're going to call him Joe B. Biden from now on because that gives him that little southern twirl, if you will. Nancy P. Lousy. Said, now we're in worse shape with the GDP at 33.1%. Now we're in worse shape. What a dope.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have anything to say. I mean, she's patently absurd. She also, when the thing went up, she also took credit saying that it was the stimulus was what gave us that economic growth, which is that's just not true. It isn't. I mean, it helped a lot of people through. It was people getting back to work. That's why you saw that 33% bump. The stimulus was way back when in the earlier part of the year. So, no, it wasn't the stimulus. It was just the American people getting back to work.
Now, it should be pointed out that the jobless claims, too, declined more than expected, and that helped out things because, again, businesses, as long as the economies are opening up in some of these states, businesses are expanding, not contracting.
Well, yes, without a doubt. You know, you get some of the businesses that are opening up, but in certain areas of the country now, I guess we're getting into the colder parts of the year,
yep.
And many of these restaurants are not, you know, can only be serving outdoors. They're going to have a difficult time, and you're going to see some layoffs here and there as well. So I'm curious to see now that we're hitting into November, what's going to happen with many of those workers.
I guess they'll be putting tents out on the sidewalk so they can eat there, huh?
Yeah, but the thing is, some of the places, they won't allow the four walls of a tent.
What's
the purpose? I mean, I'm not kidding you. Some of these areas say, well, no, you can't have a tent that has four walls. because then it's outdoor, indoor dining. And if that's the case, you know how cold it gets in New York.
Oh, sure.
There's just no way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Now, here's a good one for you. ExxonMobil is going to cut 1,900 jobs, mostly white-collar jobs, in the United States as the demand for oil has slowed. The price of regular gasoline yesterday in my humble area where I live was $1.84 a gallon.
It's more here, that's for sure. Well, we have the taxes that are involved with that. What Exxon is looking to hold on to is their dividends, because many people own the stock just for the dividend. And, you know, that, one of the reasons why they're making some of these cuts, again, it's going to help with profitability. The way things are going, you know, the demand for oil is down simply because economic activity is down. Even though we had the 33% bump, it's still not where it was. And until we get to that point in time again, it's going to be a long slog. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully some of these people in some of these areas will wake up. But then I see a story yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. I thought it was a joke. The Thanksgiving rules and regulations for California.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I thought it was a comedy parody. I didn't believe it. Somebody told me about it. Then I heard about it on the radio. I was like, no way. This can't be real. It is. These people are out of their minds.
Yeah, exactly. Can't have more than three families in the backyard, and they all have to be separated. And, oh, by the way, I encourage neighbors to call in on neighbors because we want to keep people separated. Yeah, wonderful.
Everybody has to wear masks.
Yep.
In the house. I'm like, oh, my God, merciful. And then, one person can go into the house at a time to use the bathroom. I mean, these are rules they're giving citizens of the United States.
Yeah.
And again, there are people out there, and this is what, worries me, Matt, is
yeah.
There's so many people out there that are willing to just follow stupid rules.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you got to recognize that when rules become, the rules become tyrannical, there's nothing wrong with rebellion.
Well, let me tell you about Joe Biden last night. He had a rally in the parking lot at the Florida Fairgrounds, one of the parking lots. He was up on a stage and he had a drive-in rally. He had a few people outside their cars maintaining social distancing. Everybody had a mask. But then he had about 100 cars. And the people in the cars all had masks on, sitting in the cars.
Oh, there you go. Shows you how bright those people are.
Stupid.
I give you Joe Biden voters, morons. There you go.
Yeah. All right. And one last little thing. The Royal Caribbean cruise ship line posted a $1.35 billion quarterly loss. No surprise, because who's getting on a cruise ship?
Oh, nobody. I mean, they're shut down.
Yep. All right, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend show, and I can't wait to hear it.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You hear his program, Watchdog on Wall Street, on many of these same radio stations on the weekend, and he's on a whole bunch of stations everywhere and anywhere. I will see you on the return with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. You'll be coming up with us next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.